Nolte, Democrats have short deadline to find a Kamala to replace Graham Plattner. By John Nolte on July 7, 2026. Just as we saw during the 2024 presidential election, Democrat Party elites don't care about their primary voters. As we all remember, the moment Joe Biden looked unelectable, even though rank-and-file voters overwhelmingly handed Biden the nomination, the party forced him to withdraw and then replaced him with their favored choice. Then Vice President Kamala Harris, who had earned exactly zero presidential primary votes from a single American. Today, the same is almost certainly about to happen to Democrat voters in Maine who overwhelmingly voted to make Graham Nazi Tattoo Plattner their nominee in the 2026 U.S. Senate race. But a decision must be made in the next 6 days. According to state law, if Plattner were to withdraw before July 13, the state deadline to finalize the November ballot, Maine's Secretary of State can declare a vacancy and allow Democrats to choose a replacement, the far-left Washington Post reports. The party would have until 5 p.m. July 27 to select that candidate. If this happens, Maine Democrat primary voters will have no say in who represents them in the general election for U.S. Senate. Instead, a handful of faceless elites in the Democrat Party will choose. Not even elected representatives in the state legislature get to choose. No, Democrat Party elites choose. As of right now, we don't even know who these people are. How many Americans voted to make Kamala Harris the nominee in 2024? Zero. None. Not a one. But the Democrats will still shout, "Moo democracy." Now, if Plattner refuses to drop out this week but then for some reason withdraws after the July 13th deadline, his name cannot be removed from the ballot. But we all know Democrats will ignore those rules and laws. Another Biden 2024 comparison is that just like Biden, all the signs were right there that Plattner had no business running for elected office. Also, just like with Biden, Democrat Party elites wrist-flicked and dismissed this reality, hoping that with the help of the corrupt media, they could drag their guy over the finish line. But then, again like Biden, the predictable implosion hit. And now the Democrats and the media are acting surprised and outraged and more than ready to overturn another primary election. What if that was the plan all along? What I mean is this. Let's say Maine Democrats were not convinced that either of their U.S. Senate candidates, the insanely flawed Plattner or the unappealing, charisma-free sitting Governor Janet Mills, could beat Republican incumbent Susan Collins. So, they devised a scenario where, with a few moves and a little luck, the party could override the choice of its voters and choose the nominee themselves. You with me so far? Okay, let's say the plot worked like this. Knowing they could eventually force Plattner out of the race at any time with any number of real or invented scandals, Democrats aggressively backed Plattner until Mills suspended her campaign. Then Plattner won the nomination. And now, with a full week left for the party to choose the nominee, Democrats dropped this rape allegation. After all, the timing is a little convenient, no? More proof, no one is talking about replacing Plattner with Mills. Mills is not even named in this Washington Post article as a potential replacement. Instead, the potential replacements are former State Senate President Troy Jackson, former Maine health official Nirav Shah, and Maine's Secretary of State, Sheena Bellows. I'm just thinking out loud here.